Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, July 21st, 2020, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the foreword to the second edition, in the fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous on page XIX, Roman numeral XIX, way down at the bottom of the page. Paragraph 3, and it starts with, while the internal difficulties of our adolescent, and then ends on XX down at one single paragraph as time passed. Today is, wait, I already read that one. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Rhonda R., the 12 traditions, Laura R., reading the text today and support, Don B., KP, Kathleen O., Roz G. with newcomers and sponsor info, and Leslie M. to finalize our meeting today with giving you some announcements. Thank you so much for the service that you render. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting would be 15011, 15011. That would be for Monday, July 20th, 2020. And then this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting is 15016, 15016, and that would be for Tuesday, July 21st, 2020, the 7 a.m. meeting, share ID number. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Rhonda R. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, Melanie. This is Rhonda R., recovered in Atlanta. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service today.
Thank you very much, Rhonda R. I will now ask Laura R. to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning. This is Laura R., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Colorado, the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Laura R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the speakers, should be muted. And I would like to just point out, this would be the star 1 key function only as your means of muting your phone line, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the foreword to the second edition on page XIX in the fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book. We're going to unpack paragraph 3 today. Begins with, while the internal difficulties of our adolescent, and then moves over to page XX, which finishes with, as time passed by. And I would like to ask Dawn B. to please read that paragraph for us today, getting us started, comment on her directions, how she applies them, and then we'll move on to opening up the lines to others. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, Melanie. This is Dawn B., recovered in Southern California. While the internal difficulties of our adolescent period were being ironed out, public acceptance of AA grew by leaps and bounds. For this, there were two principal reasons: the large number of recoveries and reunited homes. These made their impressions everywhere. Of alcoholics who came to AA and really tried, 50% got sober at once and remained that way. 25% sobered up after some relapses. And among the remainder, those who stayed on with AA showed improvement. Other thousands came to a few AA meetings and first decided they didn't want the program. But great numbers of these, about 2 out of 3, began to return as time passed. Wow, what a great paragraph of hope. So we're in the adolescent period of AA when this was written. Forward to the second edition, written in 1955. So AA at this time was approximately 16 years old. And I love this paragraph, and I will read this with my sponsees because there's so much in here. First of all, AA was gaining acceptance in the public. growing by leaps and bounds, this acceptance. And the reason for the increased public acceptance was the large numbers of recoveries, so growing by leaps and bounds, and the reunited homes. So that generated a lot of excitement, not just among the members, but all the family members and, you know, the awareness that before this period, before this, before AA, there was no hope for alcoholics. It was either, one of my sponsees told me, it was either being locked up or boxed up. You know, you were locked up in prisons and asylums. If you were the real deal, the real alcoholic, you know, you had prisons and asylums was going to be where you would end up, or you would be boxed up, you would be in the ground. There was no hope, a very bleak situation if you are the real deal. And now when AA comes on the scene, here's hope, and not just hope of you know, surviving, but hope of thriving and transformation of these lives. So we have large numbers of recoveries and reunited homes, so just not the alcoholic, but their family members as well, their whole lives being transformed. And what a message of hope that is. I remember when I came into Vision for You a couple years ago, there were like 2,000 or so people, as I recall, in the on the numbers, you know, the number of people who were participating in Vision for You. And now there's almost 7,000 in 2 years. I mean, that's tremendous growth, and that generates a lot of excitement. And something else, when I got on the line and I heard people say recovered, you know, it shocked me. And I thought, well, that was just one person saying recovered. There can't be a lot of them. And then bing, 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 all these people saying that they were recovered. Just like enthusiasm and excitement rose up within me. It's like, wow, this is really amazing. And what enthusiasm, what hope that brings, and what hope that brought to me. And so this paragraph goes on to say, of alcoholics who came to AA and really tried, those who really grabbed hold of the program, 50% got sober at once and remained that way, 25% sobered up after some relapses. And among the remainder of those who stayed on, they showed improvement. So that is a tremendous percentage. You know, I tell my sponsees, if you grab hold of this program, if you accept that you are drowning, if you grab hold of this and you work it for all you're worth, there's a huge percentage, a possibility that you're going to recover. And what a fantastic message of hope this is for all of us. So hang in there, grab hold, and recover and thrive. Thank you. That's all I have, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Don B., for opening up the discussion this morning. Grateful that you're all here. I'm going to open it up now to additional comments on that paragraph. We're in second edition, last paragraph, paragraph 3, on XIX, which starts with, while the internal difficulties of our adolescence, and goes for one paragraph, please. And we do absolutely value your experience, but we ask that you limit your share to every third day, in order that others might share their experience too. We have lots and lots of folks on this line and only about 15 spaces to fill. So if you give me your first name and the first initial of your last name, I'll take up a lineup.
Marilyn T.
Toby A.
Marilyn and Toby.
Roz G.
Roz G.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O. Okay, I'll take that pause as a good lineup for us today. Marilyn T., Toby K., Roz G., and Kathleen O. Marilyn T., your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you, Melanie. This is Marilyn T., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in California. This is a great paragraph. I just love the big book. I know everyone says that, and I do too. I love the recovery, the physical and emotional recovery I get out of the big book. I refer to it as the mothership, you know, that program. And for our program, I'm just so grateful that we work our program out of the big book. And yeah, the success rate in that paragraph is about 75%. I'm not a mathematician, so don't quote me on that. But when you read the statistics, you put it all together, I was told at 75% by my sponsor in this program. And that just fills me with hope. And that's what filled me with hope the first time I was, the very first thing that struck my attention with doing the OA program out of the Big Book with a Vision for You was that, A, we identify alcohol, foods, and behaviors, which never in OA had I ever heard that, and that we do it out of the Big Book. And so here I thought to myself, wow, here's something out of I've never heard of, that there's some food that I'm addicted to that strike that craving, that put that mental obsession into practice. That just made so much sense to me. What also made so much sense was that the Big Book had worked for thousands and millions of alcoholics. It could work for me. It's facts and nothing but the facts. It's a no-nonsense, simple approach to a spiritual program, to a higher power, to new principles and a way of living your life that will be infinitely better than you have ever had. It's just a win-win situation. I'm so grateful for everyone who gives service on this line. And thank you so much for letting me share an iPad.
Thank you, Marilyn T. Toby K., you're up now, and then Roz G. will follow you.
Hi, my name is Toby A. in Fremont, California, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I've never said recovered before, or at least not that I can remember. And I say recovered because I'm going to this meeting every day, and the desire has been removed. I'm working the steps. I don't think about food as my drug anymore. It's just something that I eat because I need nutrition for my body, and there you go. This paragraph here really hit me when it talked about of alcoholics who came to AA and really tried. And then they're giving numbers of 50%, 25%, you know. When I went to a rehab for alcoholism, I was one of 10 people in my what they called it, we called it our feelings group, and we stayed in touch with each other after we left. And one after another, after another, after another, everyone started drinking again. And in the end of a year, out of the 10, I was the only one still sober. And I see the same thing in AA meetings because I don't see people having, they didn't call them sponsors back then, but when these people came in and really tried, they're talking about when they say they came to AA, they came in and they worked these steps with the people who had already recovered. And they worked them like their hair was on fire. And when we do that in Visions, when we do that in OA, when we accept that this disease will kill us, and we work all of these steps and we work them with the support of the people who have already recovered. And that's what I find, you know, outside of this meeting, in a lot of places I see that missing. You know, I go to meetings and there, you know, nobody's talking to the newcomer. No, you know, people aren't being brought in under our wing and walked through the steps, walked through the Big Book. So, you know, I'm really grateful for this meeting. I'm grateful to be able to say that I'm recovered. And one day at a time. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Toby A. Roz G., you're next, and then Kathleen O. will follow you, and then we'll open up the lines again right after Kathleen. So 6 more minutes, folks. Hi, Roz.
Good morning. Good morning, y'all. It's Roz G., recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California. Outside walking, so you may hear some traffic. I'd like to focus on the word adolescent. The first time I came to OA was in 1991, and I came because I just had had a baby. I had flab on my stomach, and I wanted to lose weight. And I went to a meeting in the LA intergroup, well, San Fernando Valley specifically, and there were a bunch of ladies sitting in a circle, and most of them were thin. And I vaguely remember what it was like, but I was like, what the F, you know? So I left and went into my story of dieting. And I believe I had an adolescent mentality. And then I learned that, you know, some people will lovingly say, you know, when you have 6 years of recovery, you're 6 years old emotionally, you know? And I think there's a little bit of truth to that, that I need to get some emotional sobriety as I continue to grow in this program. But I didn't want what they had. I wanted, you know, I wanted flat abs. And as I've gone through the years and years, now I've been in OA 18 years, with 1 year of abstinence now, you know, off and on abstinence, one consistent year, I think that's the most I've ever had. And a maturity is coming upon me because I study with other people. I study with good, with knowledgeable big book teachers. I shut my mouth and I listen because adolescents are know-it-alls. They want to talk a lot. They're goofy. And I'm all of those things. I cherish some of my personality assets. You know, I like to laugh. I like to joke. I love that about me. And I think that's important. But there's also a maturity of seriousness that needs to come when it comes to doing the work. Because, yeah, I wanted, after I discovered the diets didn't work and all the painful stuff that I went through, I discovered that I wanted what you had. But as a noted speaker says in our group, it's not a program for people who want it. It's a program for people who do it. So every morning, relentlessly, I need to do my food plan. It is a spiritual practice. It is not just writing food on a paper. No, it's what I'm putting into this body. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you. I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross G. Kathleen O., you're going to be up next for three, and then we're going to open up the lines for additional people to comment on that paragraph. Let me tell them where they are just a minute here, Kathleen. We're on page XIX, forward to the second edition, fourth edition of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, third paragraph. While the internal difficulties of our adolescent period were being ironed out, and ends with as time passed. 3 minutes, Kathleen O., thank you.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much. This is Kathleen O., recovered in Northern California. AA grew by leaps and bounds. For this, there are two principal reasons, the large number of recoveries and reunited homes. So I'm going to relate these words to my experience in OA and vision. I hear almost every week on this line people who have been in OA for years, and they find vision, and finally they're able to put the food down and find recovery. Recovery. And as in AA recovery, vision has made their impression. Our membership list continues to grow, as do the number of live people on these morning meetings Monday through Friday. And it's really amazing to watch. The line of alcoholics who came into AA and really tried, 50% got sober at once and remained that way. Those who really tried. There is a message of depth and weight if we choose to listen to that message. So those in AA who got sober took action. They followed the directions as laid out in this big book. They worked the steps, the drink problem was removed, and they helped others. And that's exactly how we're directed on these line, on this line in vision, because we go through the big book. We don't put any fluff in there. So once I worked the steps, admitted nothing else had ever I'd ever tried worked for more than a few months, sometimes only a few minutes, and realized I needed a power greater than myself, turned my will and my life over to this power, took inventory, admitted my wrongs, and was willing to work with others and do service, I was able to get abstinent and stay abstinent and actually be happy about it. So it was really a smashing of the ego for me. I had to stop putting energy into making other people wrong and even making myself wrong. And that freed up a lot of energy so that the God of my understanding could come into my life and guide me on a daily basis. It allowed me to be useful, which led to being happy, joyous, and free. So this program really does work if we just follow the directions. Other thousands came to a few AA meetings and at first decided they didn't want the program. And, you know, that happened to me in my 20s. I came into my first OA meeting, but I didn't come to a few meetings. I only went to half of the meeting, and I ran out the door. So it took 40-plus years to get back to another meeting, and it wasn't an OA meeting. I feel like, you know, my higher power knew I wouldn't go to an OA meeting due to my stubborn personality. So thankfully directed me to another 12-step recovery program. And I had no idea at the time it was 12 steps, or I probably wouldn't have gone. But once I got in there and saw a room full of thin people, I said, sign me up. So, you know, unfortunately, 7 years of that, and I became complacent. I was then thankfully, miraculously directed to Vision. And I hear what I need to hear every day on this phone line, you know. The numbers in OA groups and, you know, they dwindle. And on Vision, we hear hope, and the numbers are growing. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Kathleen O. Time is open now for additional comments on that paragraph we've been looking at today, the third paragraph on XIX, and we do value everyone's experience here and how they share so well about the directions and applied to their recovery. We'd like for you to limit, though, your share to every third day in order that others can share their experience, too. So if you haven't shared in the last 3 days or so, I'd like to get your name and the first initial of your last name.
Linnea B.
Linnea.
Lydia T.
And Lydia.
Evan U.
Evan U.
Beth C.
Beth B.
Correct.
Okay.
Dion R.
Dion R. Okay, let's go with that line up here. Time is working its way out. So I have Linnea B, I have Lydia T, Evan U, Beth B, and Dion R. Hi, Linnea.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Linnea B from Minnesota, and I'm halfway through my amends, so I'm on my way to being recovered. So grateful to be here and on the meeting this morning. And that is what I want to say. I'm so grateful that I thought I was going to be one of the 50% who never made it. It seemed quite certain that I was going to die a hopeless, compulsive overeater. However, I then came to a Vision for You, and somehow I introduced myself, and then somehow someone called me, and somehow I got a recovered sponsor. And somehow we began reading the big book, and somehow we began working the steps, and somehow I'm halfway through making my amends. And here's the thing, you know, I'm not here for weight loss, although, you know, I weigh 300 and some pounds. I'm just here to live. But here's the thing, I actually am losing weight. And I am just easier for me to move around, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm losing the weight in my heart and in my soul, in my mind. So that this idea that great numbers of these, about 2 out of 3, began to return as time passed, I definitely fit in that category there. And I kind of feel like I have the whole rest of my life in front of me one day at a time. I'm just, you know, I was so scared to hope. And my hope is building, you know, each day. Each day that I face life using the 12 steps as a way to live, as a way to face myself, it's really, really miraculous, and for me anyway. And I'm so grateful to have visioned for you. Thank you very much, and happy birthday. So I will pass. Take care.
Thank you, Linnea B. Lydia T., you're up next, and then Evan U. will follow you.
Hi, this is Lydia T., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Marquette, Michigan. Beautiful weather, loving every minute of it. What really struck out to me on this reading was about the 50% at once, and then how it broke it down. You know, my higher power knew me well enough to know that I needed to have years of exposure to this book and the 12 steps before I would admit and surrender with the food. So for that being said, I was one of the two out of three that kept coming back, even though I never came to OA until 2 years ago. I was involved in two other 12-step programs, one majority of the time for 15 years. And I knew the 12 steps, and I thought I knew the big book, but I had never studied it with a recovered compulsive overeater until I started listening to this particular meeting and found a sponsor and started studying and working the steps with a recovered compulsive overeater. And through that, I've been able to become recovered, which I really was searching my entire life. I don't have a history of relapsing in OA, because once I came, it has stuck. Thank you, God. I think my God knew that I wouldn't be one that would stick around if it didn't work. So my higher power led me to it at the correct time. When I was open, when I was willing, when I was completely done and out of ideas on my own. And at that time, I was able to fully surrender that I can't be the one in charge. And therefore, by surrendering and taking the action and doing the work that was laid out for me, you know, the spiritual toolkit was laid at my feet and I was instructed on what to do in the big book, I was able to become recovered, thank God. And now I can help others and hopefully help some of that 2 to 3 that come back. I like the way the numbers are laid out because it gives me tremendous hope for those people out there who are still suffering, who are still eating, who are still, you know, and for me, it ended up not even really being about the food. I was just crazy spiritually, and I was spiritually unfit. And this led me to a way of life that I can't even describe, that I am happy, joyous, and free, even though I still have resentments and the things that crop up, because it doesn't say if they crop up, it says when, and I'm able to have a program that helps me to deal with them before they become big, lifelong resentments. I like to call them little grudges that I hold forever, and I don't do that anymore. And so... thank you. So all that being said, I'm just so grateful that those numbers are in the beginning of the book that shows me that if people follow this book as a textbook, we can all become recovered. And that's the hope that I needed to hear. So thank you for allowing me to share. I pass.
Thank you, Lydia T. Evan, you're up for 3 minutes, and then Beth B. will follow you. Hi, Evan.
Hi, this is Evan from California. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Great. So glad to be here. So glad to be a part of Visions. But yeah, the thing that really popped out to me in this is the number of recoveries in reunited homes. That wasn't happening before. And when that started to happening, people saw a real difference. And it's very unusual to me that such a time should exist where that wasn't something that people could go to, that was a known quantity. And I'm sure people were going to God before that and were mystified by why that didn't work. And I'm happy to say that I have a vision sponsor, and I'm working the steps of the big book, and I've worked taken my first 3 steps, and because I'm a person who's, you know, I've been in program for 23 years. I've had a tremendous amount of miracles, and I too am looking forward to living this as a way of life. I have never lived it in such a way it's like my miracles got stale, you know. I wasn't working a daily 10th step and maintaining my spiritual awakening. I was having a spiritual awakening and then letting it fritter away. So I'm really excited to learn this as a way of living and staying current with that. The reason I think it didn't work for a lot of people is the insights and things that have happened just as a result of working the steps weren't going to happen if I tried to order these events. Somebody says something here that connects to something completely different over here, and all of a sudden I can see how from the age of 8, I've been trying to run the show, even after 23 years and 12 steps, that there's this inner directive inside of me. I have to do something, because as an 8-year-old kid, I had an abusive father and a checked out mother, and I couldn't go to my teachers. There was nowhere to go and nothing for me to do, but that was it. And so that inner directive, I also saw a lack of trust and faith that God really wanted something good for me. I just exposed this over the last 3 weeks. I thought God wanted me to have to be blind and have one arm, but be very peacefully serene and happy inside of dire circumstances. And when I saw that, it's like, why would I want to be turning my will and my life over to that? So in step two, a new conception of a God who wants the best for me is forming. So all those things can't come together through my self-will. They're just my higher powers orchestrating it, and my the chief character or asset that I can sort of give myself to right now is just humility. And with that, I pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Evan. You, Beth B., you're up next, and then Dion R.
Hi, this is Beth C., like Kat, grateful, recovered, compulsive eater in New York. So what really sticks out for me in this reading is of Alcoholics Who Came to AA and really tried. So, you know, when we come here, we're all gung-ho, and oftentimes we're gung-ho and ready to get going. But sometimes along the way, you know, our enthusiasm wanes a bit. And so we have to keep working. You know, either we work the program or we don't. And so we really have to, you know, be careful that we don't rest on our laurels and that we continue to work this program and then these principles in all of our affairs. And, you know, so for me, you know, that really manifested with working with others and really just, you know, jumping into 12-step work and being helpful and, you know, sharing in meetings and sponsorship and, you know, just trying to be loving and tolerant of others. And so, you know, that has really, really been for me what has given me freedom from the compulsive eating, being helpful to others and really just, you know, trying my hardest to be helpful and to stay out of self-will. And I find that one day at a time, I am blessed with a daily reprieve when I keep my eye focused on my recovery and working the steps and practicing the information, everything that's laid out for us in this big book. You know, I've often said that, oh, you know, when I came into life, I didn't have a blueprint for life. But now I have a big book, and my big book happens to be blue. So I have a big blue book that's now my blueprint for life. And one day at a time, by the grace of God, you know, I am in a better place today. Today I am happy, joyous, and free. And that was something that I never thought that I would be able to achieve. And I'm just so grateful and so happy that, you know, that I can do that and that I have that relationship with my higher power now. Now that I do have the help that I need and everyone on these lines and the fellowship, it's so, so wonderful, such a gift. And, yeah, with that, I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Beth C. Dion R., you're up for 3 minutes, and then after Dion R., it looks like we'll have time for two additional shares. So you want to get ready in 3 minutes. Will be your time. Hi, Dion.
Hi. Hi, Melanie. This is Dion R., everyone. Recovered compulsive overeater. I'm very grateful to be on the line. I felt very grateful to be on the line today, and to witness the growing outgrowing pains within me and my family, as well as in every that I learned from the rooms how to deal with it. It's just for their that part, or like someone else pointed out, that stuck out to me right away was when they talked about the public assessments and the leaps and bounds. It's just for there were two principal reasons why they had their public assessments and leaps and bounds of growth, because the large number of recovery and the reunited homes, and all this AA and the traditions and all that, I apply them with my home, and I did and I still do, and was able to reunite my parents before they passed. The dysfunction had quieted down a lot by me applying the principles in my life. And also using it whenever I would go around my family or be involved or engaged. Because even if I had to call someone from the program and, you know, give a serenity prayer or something in, but the family reunited. You know, my mom was, I was just sharing with another person yesterday how she didn't know how to hug until we taught her through 12-step program. My dad didn't know how to say I love you. And until we start seeing it, you know, they showed it, but to actually do it and give me that warmth that I always was looking for, that reunited my family and my grandchildren, I mean, my children and my grandchildren. They never knew her not to hug, to be a hugger, or, you know, and so it's just been amazing how I apply these principles in my family. And yes. People come up and ask me, what happened, how you doing, or how's that program? The difference is I surrendered to a lot of understanding where, I was part of that 25% of state. I had to do a few researches, as they say, and today, you know, day at a time, I need no more. I need to search no further. If the 12 steps can't fix my God, and through the 12 steps can't fix me, I'll probably be a lost cause, but today, like they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So today is working, and I'm going to keep on coming back a day at a time, and thanks for allowing me to share, guys. I'll pass.
Thank you, Dion R. Would there be two additional people that would like to comment on that paragraph on page XIX, third paragraph, before we close the meeting?
CTT.
Hi, CTT. Gotcha, CT. T.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Elaine B.
Okay, Elaine B. Gotcha. Okay. CT, T, you're up. You're up.
Thank you so much. I'm breathing hard because I'm not walking, so that's a part of the gift of recovery, being able to move, I'll tell you.
Would you be able to
sit a good thought for just a moment? Oh.
No, I was just wondering if you might be able to stop just a moment so we could hear you clear. I'm sorry, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can. Yeah, great. Thank you so much.
Sorry about that. So my name is CT. I'm a compulsive eater. And I came into the rooms of OA one time. I was one of the ones that left. Early in my recovery 26 years ago, and then 16 years ago, I surrendered and came in, and I was one of the ones that stayed and was on fire. And however, I can tell you that I didn't have a sponsor that I've had four sponsors over the 16 years through a series of events, and none of them were visions, and none of them really worked out of the book. They kind of did, but we never read the book or studied the book. And so this vision is just influencing my recovery and my lack of recovery. So at 8 years abstinent, white knuckling it really when I look back on it, I was going to Europe and I thought, hey, when I'm in Italy, I have to have gelato. And at that point, I didn't have a sponsor. I didn't have a God squad that I was checking in with. I made that decision on my own. And the last 8 years have been a struggle. I've never stopped going to OA because I knew that if I ever stopped, they'd never come back. And that's just kind of my thing. But I'm at a point now where I'm just hearing such great message here and vision about alcoholic foods, and am I ready to surrender, and am I ready to have a vision sponsor, and I am getting so close. I know that I am because I'm uncomfortable, and I want a better surrender, and I want a better relationship with God, and I want a better relationship with people, and I want to have a clean relationship with food. And there was a woman who told me about this program, and I got really scared of her. She seemed rather rough and, you know, rigid about the whole thing. And the more I listen to Vision, I think I hear about this is life and death, and we have to be rough and rigid maybe. I'm not quite sure I'm ready for that yet. But I wanted you to know you're impacting my life. I'm going to keep coming. I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to keep loving you because I can hear the love in your voice, and I really appreciate that. So I'm one of the thousand that have left and come and left, maybe kind of left. I never really left, but I struggled with, thank you. I struggled with sponsorship and the work needing to be done, and I'm getting there. So thank you all for your service. I'll pass.
Thank you, CT, last initial T. Elaine B., you're up for three.
Thank you so much, Melanie C., and thanks for your service, and everybody on the line doing service, even just by tuning in and listening, and a special welcome to newcomers, and I love hearing, you know, hearing the love in your voice, and, you know, so many of us, I don't know, is this the first time you've been here, is this the third time you tried OA, is this the 250th time you kept coming back, yet you still haven't found a solution? You know, this little tip of a book promises that there is a solution. And I've heard a lot of people balking at first about, you know, can you really be recovered? That's not even possible, but it's recovered but not cured. We still have a daily reprieve. So that means that we need to maintain and grow our spiritual condition. And how do we do that? It's the Design for Living laid out in this book. And, you know, it seems like an awful lot at first, especially putting down, you know, my best buddies, Ben and Jerry, and the sweetness of M&M that I really needed to sweeten up a day on the many hard days that I had because I had trouble living life. It wasn't so much the problem that I had with food. It was the problem that I had with what was eating me. And I love the line in this book. It says, two principal reasons, the large number of recoveries, excuse me, and reunited homes. Where does it hit home? It hits home at home. You know, whether it's our family of origin that set us adrift or set us on a tilt or just didn't teach us how to live life, how to deal with our problems, how to deal with our situations, and how to have a proper relationship, not just with food, but with people. Or maybe they were so strict that when we had the reins, then we just went wild and ate whatever we could, whenever we could, and as much as we could. And it just went off kilter. But here in these rooms with these steps, with this community, we can find a balance. We can find a way of walking that first feels like a flimsy reed, but we find out that it's the loving, powerful hand of God when we begin this new spiritual journey to unpack those things that set us adrift, to take a look at those things that triggered our fears and our doubts and our insecurity that made it feel like it would be a lot better to have a full tummy right now or a full mouth right now than it would be, or to exercise for 20 hours, you know, than it would be just to try to face the feelings that I'm feeling. But here we get to do that. We get to do that together. And I love this community because there is such a large percentage of people that have experienced this recovery. So if you haven't, then please keep coming because there is a solution. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Elaine B., and that will take care of the recorded portion of our sharing in this meeting. We're going to close out with a couple of things before we move on to newcomer greeter and sponsor information and the announcements. But in the meantime, what I would like to do is thank everybody for making this particular meeting possible each and every Tuesday of each and every month so that the still suffering person has a place to come to know that there is promise. Not just hope, but promise of recovery. I would like to ask KP, please, to read page 164 in our big book, as we close out, and we'll say the serenity prayer straight up after. Thanks, Kay.
Good morning. This is Kay P. from Malden, South Carolina, gratefully recovered. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep